Aho and welcome across the veil. I'm April, your host and facilitator for the next hour. We are eager to share with you messages from those who are across the veil. Our program may be heard every Friday at this time. Across the Veil is the unique opportunity for you to connect with and communicate with those who are across the veil. This connection or communication may be with angels, masters, teachers, guides, loved ones, friends, or others who have preceded you across the veil, as they share their wisdom and guidance with those who are listening to help bring healthy balance to our lives. During this hour, I'm accepting phone calls, so please feel free to call at any time during the program. If you are having difficulty getting through, keep trying, because making the connections for you is important to those across the veil and to myself. If you're unable to get through during the program and you would like to send me an email to ask a brief question, you may do so by emailing me at april@whitewolfapril.com. That's white as in the color, wolf as in the animal, April as in the month. I'm also offering one-on-one readings over the phone or in person. If you're interested in this, email me, april@whitewolfapril.com, or telephone me at 907-357-7377 in Alaska. Visit my website, whitewolfapril.com, for more details. We offer a number of classes, online or in person. You may find out more about these classes on whitewolflearninginstitute.com. We also offer weekend retreats for learning and personal growth. With no further ado, let's see what those across the veil have to share with us today. Greetings. I'm excited to be with you again. It's been a wonderful week. We've had so much coming in and so much happening over the time, and we've run into a little bit of a glitch in the past few programs, but we're working on trying to... We're trying to find ways to get this to want to go through and see if we can't get these messages across that they want to bring across. Okay. I'm going to ask the station if they could kind of just talk to me for a minute. Okay. Don, can we maybe try doing it on the phone line again and see if that'll work?
And we're going to get this contacting and connecting worked out between us. This has been quite the challenge the past few weeks, but we're going to get there. And if by some chance something happens, if you guys over on the radio end could send me a quick little Skype message, that would be great so I know that something happened like last week. Anyhow, I have a message that's been coming through really early on this morning, a message for Louise. And Louise, Mikey wishes to express how much he appreciates everything that you're doing and everything that he's getting to see through his little brother's eyes. And when I asked him what he meant by his little brother's eyes, because I know that he's really just his namesake, and he was telling me that that is how he perceives him because of the connection that you and he have and had in life, and as when you were spending time together here. And he really wants me to relay that message across to you, that he's just enjoying so much being able to get to see the world through his eyes. And he says that he walks with him and that he keeps him on moving right along and that he keeps him on pace, but that he also is wanting to be able to take time to smell the roses just a little bit, so to speak, and that when he does do that, don't see it as he's dawdling, but that he's actually able to experience things between he and him together, that there's a really strong connection that way, and that he's just absolutely thrilled to be able to spend time with you, to spend time connecting and being able to see the world and do it through his eyes. He also wants me to reiterate once again how much he loves you and to thank you for everything that you have done. And through your love, there's been so much communication and connection. He also does want me to share with you that there's apparently someone in the family, within your family nucleus, that's not doing so good health-wise. And he's asking that there be a forgiveness of heart. I'm not sure what all of that relates to and what all of that is heading towards, but he just wants me to make sure that you know that and that there may be you may need to take some time to do some forgiveness of heart things. I don't know what all that means, but I'm just going to share the message that he has given it to me. I also have a message for a female, and her name is Sai. There's a master guide who has been trying to communicate with you, and he's been asking you to connect more. It appears that you're really caught up in some roles of your life and being in the family and taking care of the kids and taking care of things that are going on in details like that. But he wants you to make sure, this master guide wants you to make sure that you're connecting more with them. They're telling me to tell you to depend more on the wisdom of your truth, of who it is you are and who it is you know that you are, to depend on that truth. There's something that he's showing me within your spirit connect and within who your reality is, that there is a truth there that you need to hold on to. So it's to pull from your inner strength and from your inner resources is what I'm hearing. Pull from that inner old, kind of like that old inner ancient knowledge that you're carrying with you. You'll want to keep, you need to really be there to help your son is what he's saying. He's speaking very fastly to me, so I have to really listen. That he knows that you have some concerns with your son and working with your son, and that he wants you to take time with him, have a lot of patience with him, have a lot of in that motherly guidance that you need to give to him because of some of the trials that he's going through right now. Being a light worker, you need to surround that dark that wants to come in and that's really battling with him. You're going to really want to shine that light into his space is what they're showing me. They're showing me you really want to draw from your own inner strength. They're saying also that you're residing in an area where the environment is very almost toxic, almost. They're saying that you live in an area where the toxicity levels of a light worker, it's very hard to be where you're at, and it's hard to be a mom in that same place. They're saying draw from that inner part of yourself. Draw from who you know you are. They know that you can accomplish the tasks that they've put at hand, and they want you to have that understanding of that within your own self. These messages were coming through with urgency and a lot of importance, so I felt the need to share them immediately and with our problems we'd been having on my end as far as connecting and getting things going here. I wanted to make sure that we got them in case we ran into any other problems, but it appears we're doing great, and I'm really happy about that. We have another wonderful week that's been happening here. The messages from across the veil have been so life-giving and awakening. The phone calls and the communications have just been phenomenal, and the changing that people are able to make in their life because they're making these connections. They're able to heal. Once you've made a connection and you know that a loved one is okay, or you know that you're being guided and directed, it just makes our path here and the things that we're doing here so much simpler, so much easier to deal with. If we know that someone we love has passed and that they're home and that they're still with us and that they're still there, that helps the grieving process. That helps us be able to feel better and to move forward within our own life and in our own path. And then when we're looking for answers and we're seeking for solutions, when we can know that our guides and the angels are there with us, that we know that we are on the path, that we are on the direct connection and making the changes that are needed. One of the things that I have been hearing is that people have been asking about their life path more more on a regular basis, that people are really wanting to make sure that they're heading the right direction, that they're making sure that they, that their decisions that they're making are the ones that are correct for them. And one of the biggest things that's been coming forward has been, it's an old saying that I had heard a long, long time ago, and it just began coming forward again, is that if we follow that leading within ourselves and we make that decision, how can it be a wrong decision when it's our decision, when it's the decision we have held with confidence within ourselves? And those are some of the keys that we can grab a hold of. And then I've had a few people who have contacted me and asked, you know, how can I know that I'm ready to give up? I'm ready to throw my hands in. And just before I came on the air, I picked up the cards, the ones that have the mermaids and the dolphins on them. And there's a little part in here about it's that it is your time, and your time is coming, that you're about to collect your rewards, that your prayers are going to be answered. I was having a conversation with a young man yesterday, and we were talking about things and how he feels that he's just kind of given up, that his dreams, he just ran into some problems that took all of his finances last year, and he couldn't continue on doing the things that he felt he wanted to do in life, and he was just really feeling quite distraught about it and like throwing his hands up in the air and just saying, I'm ready to quit, I'm ready to back away. And as we were having this conversation, I could see his guides and those that were with him were saying, no, he's so close, he's right at the very pinnacle of reaching those dreams and reaching the reality of what it is that they had put into his heart to do, and for him to hang in there, to hold on. And that's something we all have to remember to do as we're connecting with our guides and we're looking for that guidance and we're looking for that direction. Are they telling us to hang on by that last thread because we're really close? You know, or are they nudging us along and saying, not going to happen. You need to maybe change your path a little bit this way or tweak it a little bit this way or that way. Kind of like we've had to do with the program. You're going from different forms of communication. We have to do what we have to do in order to be on our path and be on the process that we need to do, and don't give up. They're really, really wanting me to tell the folks on the that are listening to the program, don't give up. Hold on. Know that the truth is there for you. Know that the path that you're on is going to be guided and directed, and that if you have the help of the angelic realm and if you have the help of the guides with you, your decisions are your decisions and they can't be wrong, and you're so close to meeting the goal and meeting that end happiness and finding the path that you're working with and the direction of where you're going. I have a woman that has visited with me, and she had contacted me after one of the programs that we had dropped, and we did a little bit of an email communication back and forth, and it was about a property, and I've really been feeling this energy up a lot lately, and it was a couple programs ago that it was coming in, and it's back with me again today. And it's about the properties. We all need to be able to make decisions and know which properties and what things to go with. But they're really wanting me to help people to understand and know to read the fine print. When you're getting to the point of getting ready to go in and do a contract, when you're getting ready to sign any kind of paperwork, whether it's for property, whether it's for finances, whether it's for anything that you're going to do, make sure that all the I's are dotted and all the T's are crossed and that you've read all the small print, that there's times that things are going to happen. There's one person that as you sit down to do a contract, if you've not read all of that information within that contract, your pen is actually not going to write. You're going to catch yourself scribbling, and as you catch yourself scribbling, you're going to hear the message from your guides that you need to look at that paperwork a little bit closer. You need to get those details a little bit finer tuned before you sign on that dotted line. There's something about that you're missing one little detail, and they just want you to make sure that you know that information, that they're out there looking out for your highest good. They're out there looking for your highest, the best for you, and they want you to read through that and find that little detail. And the big thing is listening to that small voice or that loud voice sometimes that's yelling at us and we don't want to hear it. Listen and hear what it is they're trying to tell us before we make some of these decisions, before you jump into some of these things that you're doing. The message that's coming through right now is for a gentleman who is actually on the other side of the table. He's the one presenting the paperwork. He's the one that has put the contract together. Apparently you have allowed the person that is going to go into agreement with you. They have manipulated you. You need to go back and double check and read through your original notes. I'm seeing a brown briefcase, and in this brown briefcase you have what looks like a yellow legal pad, and you have things written in there that you guys had originally had spoken about, but for some reason and somehow you've been deceived to change it just a little bit, which is going to put you in a position where you're not going to be on the side of the deal that you need to be on. They're wanting you to go back to that. I'm seeing that briefcase again. Go back into this little brown briefcase and pull out that yellow notepad and start flipping through. I also see that some notes were written on what looks like little scrap papers, little scratch notes that you've stuck in between the pages. And there's even some of those that have fallen down into the bottom of the briefcase. You need to pull all of this out before you guys sit down and sign this contract, or you're going to, for lack of better words, you're going to take a sting on it. They're going to take you for a ride, and you're going to lose some of your investment because of that. Your awareness needs to be heightened, and you need to look at those small details. You need to look and hear those small details. I'm also seeing that there is someone who is looking at a rather large building, and that they have done some type of paperwork or some kind of agreement within this building, and they have actually closed the deal. It looks like you could be in a condo complex situation, and you've signed, sealed, and delivered this agreement, and you have your property there, but there's something about the condo has, the complex itself has failed to be able to uphold its end of things, and I'm not following this. What they're showing me is it's like you live alone in this building, in this place by yourself, and that the condo association has not, or the condo, whoever's running this has actually made some really bad decisions financially on the building, and it's left you in kind of a bad situation because you've closed, you've done everything to do, and you're set to go. Your loan's into place, but this building itself is not solid. It's not firm. What they're wanting me to share with you is that you need to go in and you need to visit with financial advisors. They're saying that there is a female that you need to visit with, that she's going to be able to give you some information on some things that you can do to, I'm hearing, correct or save your financial name, so to speak, to save your financial standing in this, because in the situation you're in, it's not safe. It's not one where you want to have your family in this environment. They're showing me that there's potential for some raiding and looting type of thing. I'm seeing people just kind of wandering the halls, that there's no control, it's not a good situation. You really need to work with this and draw in your divine energy connection and draw in your helpers to help you work through this and making sure that it's all going to be fine. Right now it's just, they're really showing me the importance of you need to meet with this financial advisor so that you can shift. There's somehow you can shift your position where you're at with this loan on this condo in this complex. There's some type of change that can be done, and they're saying don't be afraid to go and face that. Don't be afraid to go and talk about it, and that they know that it's created a large amount of stress because you've talked to people who have said it's hopeless, it's useless, that you own a piece of air, and that's not the truth. The truth is there are answers out there, and there is somebody out there that can help you. that, and I'm seeing a female. I'm seeing a female financial advisor that you and your family can communicate with and get the answers and the solutions that you're looking for on this particular situation. I also wanted to share with a few people. There's Sharon. Your answer to your living arrangements is going to come within 32 days. It's going to be settled, and you're going to be into the house. There's not going to be any problems or complications. It's just going to take about 32 days. Something about you've asked about time, and they're wanting me to share with you that there's 32 days. You'll be in, and you'll be settled, and everything will be good. You're on the correct path. Everything's coming together, even though it almost feels like with this little bit of lag of time that it's put you into a place of wondering if you're doing the right thing. You are on the right path. You are doing the right thing. You are in the right position at this time. They're showing that you're within divine plan, that you are actually purchasing this property because you are actually going to be using it for some of your own development, for some of your own personal path work, personal connections with who you are and what your life is all about and what you're supposed to be doing in life. It looks like you have a place in there that you're going to create as a studio that you're able to do some of your life passion, some of your life work, that you are definitely on the right path for this. I see a woman, and she is by a river. She appears to be swishing out clothing, and I believe that she's showing me this to show us that the message is to go back. We need to go back to being able to know how to survive. We need to be able to go back to knowing how to take care of ourselves and not always being dependent on for technology. That's the word I'm hearing. We need to not necessarily depend on that. We need to be able to go back to the old, to understanding that things can be a bit challenging right now. And that as we're holding on to the future, it's going to get brighter when we look at the past and the things that we've learned through that past, through the things that we've learned through what we've had to do in the past, what our ancestors may have had to do in the past, and not to let go of the past and not to depend on all the conveniences and all the comforts sometimes. You know, if you go out and walk around your yard, what are the things that you could actually pick and actually gain nutrition from? What could you actually pick and know that you could eat with confidence and that type of thing? They're really showing me we need to bring that forward into our lives. We need to connect with that. We need to know how to do that. Not that we're all going to have to go out and be able to do this, but it's an inner knowledge of connecting to our heritage, connecting to who it is we are, where we've come from, and knowing that we can do and be who it is we need to do and be, but we need to make sure that we do that. I understand that we have a caller, and I would like to say, go ahead, caller.
Hi, April. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
How can I help you?
I'm very concerned about my living situation. I actually am a caretaker right now in a place that sometimes gets me quite down. My therapist has had me apply to assisted living, and I should find soon whether that's going to come through or not. But even if it does, I'm concerned. They'll say I can't live there because of my dog. I'm wondering if you see if I should stay where I am or if you
see what I'm seeing is that there is a definite benefit of you staying where you're at. That, yes, it does bring in some things that are not what feel totally right for you at the moment, but that's because they're preparing things ahead of you.
Okay.
Is that making sense? That the puzzle pieces are not all into place quite yet.
Okay.
That you're going, you know, and as far as your animal being of concern for the down the road with the future, it's not going to be a problem. If it comes up as a problem, you know that it is not within your divine order.
Well, I can ask you about that. My therapist said that if it was a problem, she would write a letter and appeal. So are you saying that if it is a problem, in a situation like that, do you go ahead and appeal, or do I take what you're saying as
if you need to create an appeal, and the appeal is accepted as, oh, we understand this. She needs to have this animal. It's a service animal, or it's, you know, whatever, because of needing it for whatever reasons. And if they come back and say, no, there's just no way, that is not the place to go to. If you go in and they look at it and they say, oh, the animal's not a problem, you know you're in a good, solid yes.
Okay. And how long do you see me staying here, and can you tell me what I'm being prepared for?
I believe I know who you are.
Yeah,
I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, I believe we've communicated in a different method, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
About 2 weeks ago.
Okay, good. When I lost the program. So.
Yes.
Okay. One of the things that I'm hearing on this is that you're looking for the place that is going to be the perfect place for you, the place where you're going to be able to be the strongest and do the things that it is you do. And I am aware of the fact that you had sent some information to me about artwork and doing some of that type of expression. You need to do that more. That it is actually stimulating a part within your brain that actually needs you to be doing.
Okay.
It's going to help give you some of the balance. It's going to help give you some of that communication going from the left to the right side of the brain. And as you ask that question, I've seen an angelic being that has placed itself with you. And this, it's interesting because they'll usually show themselves as a couple of angelic beings, or I'll see one large one or something like that. And this one just kind of came into your space. This one just kind of came in to be with you. And they're just saying, it's okay. They're trying to bring in a calmness. They're trying to bring in a peaceful feeling to you, because there's days that you have that and you know everything is okay. And then there's the other days where you kind of get off, that you get a little bit caught into the drama of the situations of what's going on in your space, correct?
Very, very much so.
Okay. And what this angelic being is letting me know to tell you is, and I'm hearing the name Enon. I don't know if you know any of the names that are in, and I don't. I just communicate what they give to me. I'm hearing the name Enon, and he is saying, or they are saying to me to tell you to be at peace about this, be at rest about this. That right now, everything's okay. And then I also did hear 60 days. You're going to do something in 60 days.
I'm going to what in 60 days?
You're going to do something in 60 days.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a matter of you're going to move, or if that's a matter of when you're going to begin doing some paperwork, or if there's going to be a shift in things that are going on, but I'm hearing 60 days.
Okay.
Okay.
That's terrific. I thank you and Enon and my
dad
very much.
And I did receive your letter yesterday, so I'm going to make sure that I get the stuff that I had promised off to you back out to you as soon as I can.
Thank you, April. Thanks so much.
You.
Blessings.
You have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. As I was sharing earlier, that survival, knowing how to keep ourselves going, that's what's so important, as we were just sharing, as we were visiting on the line, is knowing that our answers are so close and everything's right there, that when we know how to survive, and the biggest key to that is being at peace, being at calm, and allowing ourselves to be led and directed and guided. And another woman who had asked me yesterday, because she felt led to move into a situation where she was not any longer being in a place with her spouse where it was not safe. And she made a change. And when she made that change, it left her wondering. And she said, I feel like they keep telling me to be patient and to be quiet and to be still. She goes, but that's not going to give me the answers of a house and a place for my family to be, that we're going to be safe. And, you know, what do I do? How can I handle that? And the first message that came through was to be at peace, to be at calm, to not stress, to not be
overwhelmed, but to be at peace, to be calm, to just know that it's okay and everything is in divine order as long as you're living and listening and hearing and following. And yes, we're going to question, and yes, we're going to wonder. The big answers in that come through knowing that we're being taken care of. And in her message and in her particular situation, they were saying, we don't want you to just sit and do nothing, but we want you to go and put out information and advertise that you're looking for a home that you could do caretaking in, that you could do house sitting in, and that type of thing. And it opened a whole new avenue, a whole new door that they brought in for her. And there's those out there that are listening to the program that are wondering, what should I do about my living situation? How can I be in a place and know that everything's going to be, and I know I don't have the rent money right now, and I need something, winter's coming, or situations are turning and changing to the point where we need to have a house, that type of thing. Listen to that little voice that might say, hey, put out a few flyers that you're looking for a house sitting position. You know, there are people that will travel and want to be out of the cold, or will want to travel and be in a different part, go to a different home that they have elsewhere, and they need others to help watch their properties, and people that can be trustworthy and honest and with integrity. And when we move forward with that, and when we can move forward with that with peace and confidence, we know that can be a strong guiding. We know that can be a strong movement forward. Sam, there's a small boy who's come in and he keeps saying Sam. I don't know if he's telling me his name is Sam or if he's looking for a Sam. I keep hearing him say Sam. He's very excited. He's got a red ball in his hand. It looks kind of like a playground ball, but it's in a smaller version. And he's holding on to this ball really tight, so apparently there's something significant about this. He wants to bring the message across that he is very contented and he is very connected to his family that is still here. So apparently Sam's on the other side, or this young man is trying to connect with somebody named Sam, that he's very connected with them through across the veil, coming in and out, and something about a red ball. He really wants the family to recognize this. You know immediately who I'm speaking of because of that situation. He is also showing me his trip and arrival home, that when he left in a manner that just seemed totally unfair, and the family has challenged this and has really felt, why? Why has this happened to our child? Why did we have to lose our child? There seemed to be a lot of feelings of unfairness and it's unjustified, it's unright type of feeling. And he's saying, let go of that. He's saying, do not hold on to that, because I came for what I came for, and I have returned home in the time that I was to return home. I still love you. I'm still with the family. I'm still very much here. I'm just on the other side of the veil. He's saying, I'm just across the veil, but that he's still very much connected and still very much a part of the family, the situation, that type of thing. One of the things I wanted to share with you, because I have felt such a strong urgency of this week and since I have been last on the program, is that we need to have methods and ways of drawing in protection that we make the right decisions, protection that we are following the right guidance. And, you know, how can we know that what we're following, how can we know that what we're doing is going to give us that divine leading, that divine principle and purpose of our lives? And one of the things that many people who know me work very strongly with the medicine wheel being constructed in the earth and connecting with Mother Earth and having the four polar positions on the earth, the north, the east, the south, and the west. And then in the center of the medicine wheel being the within place, that part within ourselves. And they've been showing me to share this with those that want to hear the words and want to hear the message of being able to follow their life and follow the path that they're on, protected with divine protection, with wisdom, and asking for the wisdom and asking for that. That this gives us a way to offer those prayers to our higher source, to our higher self, and to the divine source, being through the different directions on the medicine wheel. And they're wanting me to share briefly with that, that if you were to set this medicine wheel in front of you, say you were to take five stones and place one that you would say was north, place one that you would want to put as east, one that you would want to put as south, and one that you'd put at west, and then one in the middle. And you have a basic structure of the medicine wheel. And as you look at the one that you put in the east, that is the new beginning, that is a newness of an experience, that is a newness of an event, that is the birthing, so to speak, of what's happening and what's going on in that event. And then as you're going down and moving to the south, that's where you're going to be on your life path. That's where things are having their lessons, their purposes, the things that are going on. And then as you look to the west, you've reached maturity. You've reached the knowledge that you've gained through what you've done on the path. And as you go from the west to the north, you're moving to that transition point of moving from maturity into allowing it to pass, allowing it to go away, allowing it to be done. And then from north to east, once again, is moving into the rebirthing. And if you were to put that onto like the cycle of a life, you're born, you live your life, you reach the older years, the maturity years, they could be at any age. I'm not saying that is an age thing. And then as you begin to move to the north, that would be your transition time of going from physical life to going home, then recycling and coming back down around. This can also apply to situations. This can apply to activities of the day. You get up and begin your day. You go through your day. You go home in the evening and you're relaxing and having the end of your day. And you go to bed, and as you're sleeping, your day is beginning to rebirth itself and renew itself. It's that continual flow. It's that type of continual cycle that we want to work with. And they're showing me to share with the listeners that the importance of understanding this is that everything has a cycle. Everything has a purpose. Everything has a path that we go through. Sometimes when we're down in the going from the east to the south, we'll walk back and forth a couple times as we're learning some of the different lessons and as we're putting ourselves in the different places and in the different positions. They're showing me that that is really important, that we're able and allowing ourselves to do that as we cycle through this. But we want to draw in the protection so that we know that we know that we know that we know that the decisions that we're making are the correct ones. I have another caller. Go ahead. Caller? We have a caller? Hello? Yes, I can hear you. How can I help you?
I'm looking to reconnect with an old lover, and I'm wondering how the response will be.
Okay. Let's see, they've passed and they're on the other side. Have they been there approximately 10 years?
No, they haven't passed yet.
Passed.
I'm just wondering what my guides think about.
Okay, I have somebody that's connecting with you that passed about 10 years ago.
All right.
And this person is wanting me to convey the message of strength. That you need to use your personal strength, that you need to use your inner strength, your knowing strength, is what they're showing me.
Okay.
I'm not sure how old you are or what age that would put you at, but they're saying that they left approximately 10 years ago, that if you think back to when their passing was, it kind of really struck you, and it really almost kind of put you in a tailspin. But they're saying that they've been with you and they've been helping you, and the little nudges that you've been getting along the way are nudges of guidance and helping.
Okay.
And I think that why they're coming through is to communicate with you and to tell you and to work with you on this new relationship situation that you're working on.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes any sense to you or not.
If it's a feminine energy that you're feeling, then yes. But I can't think of a masculine energy that's passed 10 years or so.
Usually when they come through, unless they have a purpose to show me, male or female, they don't show themselves that way because of neutrality. And they're just showing me the definite, they're there to help you. And this decision that you're making and in this relationship that you're entering into, they're there with you through this process.
Okay.
Is this relationship that you're wanting to go into kind of not a typical relationship?
I would say yes.
Okay. Because it feels very much like that you need a little bit of extra help and a little bit of extra nudge to know that what you're doing is right or wrong.
Okay.
Because of the unusualness of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Do they feel that it's right? It's the right path to choose, or are they?
I'm not hearing them say, "Oh my gosh, close the door." I'm not hearing that, and I'm not seeing red flags. But on the same token, I'm not hearing yes, move forward. Are you new into this relationship?
Go ahead.
Is this a new type of is this relationship?
No, this is a past relationship that ended probably about a year ago.
Okay.
That I'm hoping that I would like to start up again.
Okay.
But a little nervous, not sure.
Okay.
Whether it's the right choice to do or should just let it be.
The reason I think I'm not getting the green light to say yes, they're saying go, and they're not the red light and saying no, is because there's a lot of indecision. I'm hearing.
Okay.
I hear that in your voice, but I also hear that through the energy levels that there's a lot of indecision. And that the unusualness of this situation really has to be sat back and evaluated.
Okay.
I'm not trying to not answer you. I'm just kind of trying.
That's okay.
They're even at a point, this person who's helping you or this energy that's helping you is almost like holding themselves in a holding pattern. And they're waiting for, if you decide, yes, you're going to go forward, they're going to help you. They're going to move forward with you in that, and they're going to give you the strength that you need. If you decide, no, I'm not going to move forward with that, they're going to be there to support you and help you and to guide you into the next step.
Okay.
It's not a negative and it's not a positive, and I'm sorry I couldn't give you a definite.
That's okay. That's all right. I can take it. I can understand.
Okay.
I can understand.
Well, thank you for your call.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
As I was talking about drawing in those energies and working with those energies, the gal who just had called in, this would be an excellent way for her working on this path and starting this new process and working through it as a life walk, as a life path, and playing out the different scenarios that would go through this cycle. It's unusual sometimes when guides will come in such a manner and not want to give a definite answer, but sometimes they want us to make the decisions and they want us to move forward with our confidence. They want us to move into a situation that brings in the decisions that we feel led to do. Once again, it's that message that we've been hearing at the beginning, that a decision that we make cannot be a wrong decision if it's the decision we feel led and compelled to make and to do and to move into, into that direction and to follow that and to go forward with it. And when we're working with that type of thing, we can go into the center point and the medicine wheel that I was describing to you. We can go into the center, and that's where we can offer that meditation or that prayer that we're looking for. We can go within ourselves and find the truth and the answers within ourselves deep down and learn and understand and work with those from within ourselves, pulling that knowledge and that forward. The one thing that they were showing me with that is we're doing these decisions and we're working with this type of thing in our everyday lives, how important it is we know that we're protected, that the decisions we're making are those of guidance and those that are of divine higher connections, that we make them with that help, with that knowledge, and that we can begin that process from the very start, the very beginning. We start in the middle and we offer that up and we're looking at it. And I'm going to use this woman who just recently phoned in, taking into the center of that, into the within. Is this a relationship I want to restart? Is this a relationship that's for my highest good? And then going out and watching through the newness and what would happen during it and when it matured and when it became a reality and it began, that type of thing. And drawing in the protection from each of those areas. And the east would be the air,
In the south would be the water. In the west would be fire. In the north would be the earth. And as we're doing that and we're transitioning through that, we can look to those and we can look to the different things, elements, places associated with that and ask for that guidance and ask for that help and see the answers as they're able to come in through that and with that type of thought process. And I know that it's probably hard to understand this in a brief little message on the program, and I do have a book that I have done that is on the medicine wheel. It's the Medicine Wheel to Healthy Balance and Vision Quest. And you can find that on my website and on the whitewolfapril.com under products. I think it would be so vital and so helpful for people to understand that as we're working on our life path. And that seems to be the theme of the program this week, is that as we're working on our life path, as we're working on relationships, as we're working with where do we reside and what is in our highest good, those type of things, this type of help and this type of knowledge helps give us the strength that we need, and it helps give us the ability to move on with that, as the theme has been on this. And I also am hearing that I have a message for a Mary Ann. And Mary Ann, oh, that's Mary Ann, okay. I have a message for Mary Ann that you have one of your children who needs a little extra TLC, one of the girls at home. They need a little extra TLC. They want you to go into the nurturing mothering mode. They know that you've been really busy doing some of your other work and some of the work that you do to help and aid and assist and be there for others, and they want you to do some of that with one of your children at home, to help and be there for her, and that she's going to be fine. Everything is going to settle in and everything is going to be okay, and that the health situation is going to work into being perfect and under divine order, and that just to do they're saying to do a healing session with her in that manner and in the area that they had to do a little bit of the corrective work with and for. Dave wants to share a message of hope with you. He's saying don't give up on the garage. He's saying, but do use wisdom. Do use the wisdom that you need to use to get yourself through the different seasons and through the different things that you're going to be doing. You're going to be fine. He said, I've promised to help you and I will help you, but right now that you've done what you can, and to move forward with the knowledge that he's giving you and to trust that he's helping you. He says, I've been telling you all along to know that when I'm helping you, that I'm putting things into place how they need to be into place. And sometimes when we walk into a situation where we're not moving forward or we feel like we're not moving forward, he is saying that he's got it helping you. He's there for you. He's manipulating things that are going to fall into place correctly for that, and that it'll be okay. Just don't get, you're getting caught in the details is what he's saying. Don't get caught in the details. He's saying it's really important to allow yourself to listen to the guidance, listen to that small voice. And he says, you can hear me. You can hear us when we're telling you this. Learn to listen and pay attention to that. I'm also hearing a message that I need to share with someone who is apparently across the ocean from where I live. I'm seeing across the ocean. I do not know which direction it's going. I'm just seeing a very large body of water. And they're saying the message that they want to bring to you is that there is no boundary and there is no limitation that can hold you back. They're saying that you're in a position and in a place where you feel like you are being, you're being asked to do things and to be in places and to be a person that you are not. And it feels like in a relationship situation, in an agreement that you've made with someone, you're in that position. And what they're trying to convey to you is that the situation is not hopeless, that you can move beyond that, that you can switch through that and switch past that. That even though, okay, they're giving me the ocean symbolism again. Even though there may be a great distance between you and the end results, allow that vastness to be crossed. Know that there is no limitation that is too great for you to be able to supersede and to work past that and through that. There's a woman who has left her family, has left a situation. I believe that you have taken your children with you, but that you have left because of some infidelity, adultery, I guess is a term that I don't normally hear, but they're bringing that terminology in, that your spouse has actually handed you evidence that they were cheating, and that you saw it, recognized it, and have since addressed it with them, but you have left to be in a safe position and to be in a place where you can move forward with your life. And they're wanting me to tell you that even though you want the communications with the children to be strong with this man and with the relationship, that you need to walk on, I'm seeing a tightrope, you need to walk very carefully as you're doing that, because yes, those children do deserve to have a relationship with him, and that he never, you know, has meant to harm them or to have caused them any problems or harm. It's just he has decided that he needed to look elsewhere for a relationship. And just walk that tightrope very carefully. They're showing me, I'm still seeing the tightrope, that you need to walk it very carefully when you're around him and when you're in that situation, or when you communicate with one another. Watch the words that you say, watch the actions that you do, that type of thing, so that it doesn't get used against you at another time in a later place. I have a message for another woman who is, I've seen this before, I've seen this symbolism before. Someone who is working with laundry, working with the washer and dryer, and doing their laundry and doing that type of thing. I'm seeing that same type of energy again. And in this, there's somebody who is saying that they had done this, that they did the laundry. They worked in like a laundromat. They worked in a laundry facility, and the message is they're bringing a message to their son, and that message is of love and hope, and the connection that you're going to recognize that this message is for you is by the washer and dryer, and that the washer and dryer have been, okay, the color of them is not your atypical color of a washer and dryer. It's like somebody took spray paint and spray painted them some different colors, almost like camouflage kind of colors, but brighter. It's not the earth colors, but it's more like a camouflage painting with brighter colors. That you're going to be aware of the fact that this is a message coming across from that person because of that visual, because of seeing that. I'm also seeing a visual of Tigger from the Winnie the Pooh cartoon, the Tigger who bounced on his tail. I'm seeing that visual, and they're giving me that. He's giving me this message. They're giving me this message for you. This, I believe it may be a mother that has this message for you as her son. They know that you've been wanting to connect and that you had made an agreement that you would visit with one another and you would share with one another, and that one of the agreements was that you would, that there would be a visual that you had in common, common knowledge of, and these are the two things that are being shown to me to share with you, that these are places that you, or things rather, that you would know that they are definitely home, that they're communicating with you, that they're still involved in your life, and yes, they still do love you very, very much. They're also showing me something about you used to sit in the laundromat and play with a truck. I'm seeing a laundromat setting, and I'm seeing you sitting like with one of those plastic trucks, cars. It's larger. It's not like, it's like the palm of your hand sits on like the hood of the vehicle, and you're running it back and forth. The message is that I'm home. Everything is okay. Everything is good, and we had agreed that this would be something that you would be aware of, that you knew I was home when this message came forward. I'm also seeing I'm seeing a greenhouse setting, and I'm seeing within this greenhouse setting some incredible plants and some incredible growth. And you've stood back and you've enjoyed this greenhouse, and you've enjoyed the fruit of the labor that you put into the soil and into the plants that are growing and the plants that are living. But you've done it in a memory of someone. You've done it in memory of, it looks like your father, that you did this in memory of your father, and the growth and the beauty of all, it just seems like it's bigger than it has ever been in any other time that he had worked in the greenhouse or you'd worked in the greenhouse together. And the message to you that is coming across through this is that greenhouse is a gift from him as it was when he was alive, that he has helped and he has been there and he has worked with you in that greenhouse, and as you're seeing the fruit of your labor, know that his love is still there and he can still communicate with you in that manner. He can still bring to you that hope and the knowledge. And you guys used to talk a lot when you were in there. It was kind of like you would come home on weekends when you would be away at college, and you'd come home at weekends and you'd go in the greenhouse and just talk and you'd be able to ask for guidance and directions and that type of thing. And now that you own the greenhouse and you own the properties, you're able to do that through the greenhouse, and he's still there is what he's letting me know to tell you. He's still a part of you. He's still bringing in the answers. He's still there to help you. He's still there to give you that excitement and that like when you would come home and you'd be excited to go out and talk in the greenhouse and share the messages and the excitement of the different things that you were learning and experiencing while you were away, while you were at school, that type of thing. I also have another energy that has come in, and this energy feels angelic. It's very much an angelic guide. It's very much an angelic energy that is, and they're showing me that they're with, they're showing me angelic energy is with many. Angelic energy is with guiding, directing, and protecting many. That there is a large population of people who are calling in for the help and the guidance of their angels, and they're wanting you to know, every one of you, that they're there, and all you have to do is ask for them to come, that they bring you the protection, they bring you the answers, they bring you the guidance, and all you need to do is ask. The wisdom and guidance of Across the Veil is one of the things that is being shared with many right now, and the answers are coming through quickly, and they're coming through very powerfully, and a lot of it is our connection with those that are across the veil. Well, I see that we're getting close to the top of the hour, and I want to thank you for being with me this hour. And as I told you earlier, if you're interested in finding out more about the Medicine Wheel book, please check it out on my website, whitewolfapril.com, and Glinda Products, and you can check it out right there. I also, our fall catalog of classes and retreats and events are going to be coming out by next Monday, and it's on whitewolflearninginstitute.com. And if you're interested, we do offer correspondence and long distance and that type of thing. Well, this has been April, and it's been a privilege to spend time with you as we journeyed across the veil. Until next week, same time, same place, may your life be blessed with abundance, wealth, health, and happiness. And may the white light of the highest good shine on your path.